right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. The one and only Nude Monk already in the rant. Thank you so much, Nude Monk. Let me say it, everybody, in the chat. Hefner is on. JGCK is on. Greg Ninemon is on. Peg McGroin is on. Stephan Toms is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Richard Perry is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Let me see here. Wade Away is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Simple 73 is on. Granite 24, 68. Miss you guys. Miss seeing you in church. I know you had to move away, but I love you. All right, 23, Justin Blake is on. Trisha Snow is on. Robin Aroni is on. Agravain is on. Bud Dave is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Mike Griffith is on. General Pileman is on. Scrolling down. Producer Aaron is on. Let me see here. TJT1 is on. DC941 is on. Scrolling down. Nate Dad 1, in case I missed you, is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. K4VMS is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Scrolling down. Arcadia Angel is on. Les Cruz Brown is on. Milwaukee James is on. King Slutzy McGroin is on. Confederate One is on. Sexy Pony is on. The Great T1 AU is on. That's what I'm just going to call you. And Sheila K is on. Milwaukee James is on. Linesmanson is on. Grab a couple more here. Conservative Waffle is on. Buckeye Knight 1968 is on. Thunderbolt 7641 is on. One or two more. Let me see here. Conservative Warriors on. N. Johns 127 is on. Let me grab one more here. Somebody I haven't seen yet. DK Jackson 1203 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Just one thing off of the pregame. So they voted another time to for the clean CR to pass. That's all there is. Just so everybody knows. And by the way, I love the government shutdown. I'm ready to deal with the benefits of all these people claiming they're going to riot when they don't get their SNAP benefits, which again is just simply welfare. So that's how it always works. We're not giving anybody, they'll say to you, we're not giving anybody welfare. We're not giving anybody food stamps. No, they just rename it and call it SNAP. So they can swear under oath that nobody's getting welfare food stamps.
Yeah.
That's how it all works. Everything's a freaking lie. Everything is a lie that comes out of the establishment of DC. But anyway, so I'm ready to deal with it. You know, people want to get arrested, people want to steal food. Good luck really in a red area getting away with that. And I'm perfectly fine with those that absolutely ignore Donald Trump, ignore his really righteous EOs, righteous legislation, and they just ignore them, you know, in these blue cities. You know what? If the targets get looted and their grocery stores get looted, I certainly don't want that to happen. But it's the repercussions of the Chicago mayor. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago. If that's what happened, I'm just using that as an example, whether it's Pritzker or Karen Bass and all the areas that are going to riot, if they don't get the SNAP benefits because they're all living under their own version of a communist regime, perfectly fine where you get free food for not working. And you know, you have to put a chain on Aaron, okay? Like, you have to watch him. Because, like, he's going to start pouring in. He's sending me videos of all the people complaining about their SNAP benefits and not getting their SNAP benefits. We'll do it. If it was up to Aaron, we'd do an entire show on that, of people complaining that they're not getting their SNAP benefits.
The whole intro.
Yeah, I mean, just so everybody knows, I used to be, when I was in the sheriff's office here, I was in on a committee here about, you know, it had to do with truancy. So you'd have, you know, of course, a lot of the people who are truant are the ones who have horrible parents. That's hard, you know, of course, that's not hard to distinguish. But anyway,
yeah.
So they would come in, and these were people, whether they're white, black, Latin American, Mexican, whatever it may be, don't care. Like I always say, I just honestly do not care about race at all. All I care about is culture and are you saved or are you not? But anyway, people would come in from all different skin colors, genders, everything else. And oftentimes these were people on government assistance. Everybody's fat and everybody has a phone that's better than mine. Every time. And oftentimes had cars that were better than mine. How is that happening? Because people are literally getting, you know, I mean, just think about it right now. They're getting 10 grand a month. 10 grand, you're like, Tom, that's hyperbolic. It's bull crap, it's hyperbolic, because you're getting 2 grand a kid. And they're getting their rent paid, which is at that time back in the early 2000s, up to when I retired in 2017, It's gotten way more expensive here since then, but no matter what, it was $1,500 a month in rent.
Yeah.
A minimum. I mean, absolutely minimum. And that was a decent house at the time. Now you're not getting in anywhere for less than $2,000 a month. But anyway, and then that's even light. So they were getting $1,500 a month for rent. They were getting $2,000 a kid. They were getting their SNAP benefits, which is basically any food that you want, anytime that you want. So they were getting all of that. So what does that add up to? I mean, everybody think about it. They have five kids. Getting $2,000 a month per kid, that's $10,000. Their rent paid for, that's $12,000. And their groceries paid for, which is another $1,500. So they're getting $14,000 a month and not working with no intention of ever working. That's exactly, I mean, and remember, that's one committee that I was on. I mean, think about it. And in Sarasota County, Florida, which is red, and there's thousands of them here. Mm-hmm. Thousands of them here receiving $10,000 a month. All the CR is about is continuing to give all that money to those people. I mean, did everybody realize that? And by the way, and again, I don't like Trump's attitude about it. I don't like Johnson's attitude about it. You know, this is a clean CR. Bull crap, it's clean. It launches us into $2.2 trillion more dollars worth of debt.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Schumer shutdown, wants to add another $1.3 trillion worth of debt in the next year if this continues on. So, and all this has to do with Medicaid for illegals and Medicaid for people. By the way, I didn't even add that in. What if one of those people in this family of six, the single mother with five kids getting $14,000 a month, they also get free Medicaid and will never work? And it's not just mothers, it's lots of men too. And all this was about is that Trump removed the people, the 1.3, 1.4 million people that were actually registered on Medicaid that are illegal. He removed them off. And all of the worthless pieces of human feces that are perfectly able to work that will never work because they get free stuff. Now, you're like, there's a lot more illegals than 1.4 million. Yeah, that's the whole Medi-Cal, the Medi-Cal fraud. And I just use that as an example because it's in every blue state where you classify everything as an emergency. Therefore, you qualify for Medicaid benefits. So they simply claim that every single healthcare need of an illegal is an emergency. So they get it out of Medicaid. But it's not, again, this is plausible deniability, but it's not really plausible. They're not getting Medicaid money, they say. They're getting Medi-Cal money. Well, who funds Medi-Cal? Medicaid.
Right.
It's all, everything you, I'm telling you, unless you're already completely and totally red-pilled or listing towards black-pilled like Aaron, you need to understand everything's a freaking lie. It's all about enriching themselves. The elitist, a few on the right and mostly, and everybody on the left, who is a politician, enriching themselves. How is it that over and over and over again, they are allegedly in public service, getting paid $174,000 a year, and you're Nancy Pelosi and you're worth over $200 million? I mean, if we had any sort of real media, there'd be a politician on every 60 Minutes, on the show 60 Minutes, being excoriated for their vast lifelong corruption and then spending the rest of their life in freaking prison for insider trading. Never happens, though. So that's what it's about. And now the Democrats have voted. They're all talking about we gotta open up the government. They're crying. Remember, Trump tried to pass, you know, just a simple little like a, you know, it, I mean, Trump was just, he didn't try to pass anything. He went and found a bunch of money and simply wants to pay federal law enforcement. And they're suing, so he can't. I thought they were all in favor of paying federal law enforcement. That's Capitol Hill Police, everybody else. Imagine that. Imagine you're a Capitol Police officer now for what? I think we're on day 28, 29, whatever it may be of the shutdown.
23.
Is it only 23?
Something like
23.
That.
23. So 23 of the shutdown. And you're sitting there for 3 weeks without a paycheck. And you have the very people that you know that are around you, standing around you, are voting again, and the ones that you're protecting are voting against you getting paid. And then Donald Trump says, you know what? I found money to pay you. And now they're going to sue him to keep him from paying you.
Right.
I mean, imagine that. I mean, I could go into a whole litany of things about the D.C. The Capitol Hill Police Department, you know, about how they have 2,700 officers for 2.5 square block area. Now, nobody in Capitol deserves that when the entire city of Seattle has 800 people and the entire city of Detroit has between 700 and 800 cops. Man, the entire city of Detroit has 700 to 800 cops. And Capitol Hill, with two square mile area, has 2,700 cops. I mean, talk about a bunch of bourgeois elitists, both on the right and left. And then Trump tries to pay them. And the bourgeois elitists won't even pay the people who are protecting them. And by the way, just for the record, I hate the Capitol Hill Police Department. Tom, how could you hate? I hate them. I didn't say I hate every cop. I just hate that department. They're corrupt, corrupt to the core. And they're trying to open up offices all around the United States, by the way, so they can address threats to the bourgeois elitists like Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. The threats that never actually happened that they call in themselves. So they can put people like you and me in prison. All right, so off of that. So anyway, Democrats voted against opening up the government 11 straight times. That means the Republicans have voted to open up the government 11 straight times. And by the way, to the tune of exorbitant, unbelievable spending. So the Republicans are spending in an absolutely moralless, immoral way. And the Democrats are saying, that's not good enough. We want it to be more immoral. That's exactly what's happening. Because, by the way, if we pass the clean CR, we are spending $6.8 trillion a year. How much in tax revenue do we bring in? Just shy of $5 trillion. So every year we go $2 trillion worth in debt. That's not enough for Chuckie Schumer. He wants it up at the $3 trillion. That's exactly what, I mean, and under Biden, again, that's all Biden spending levels. Biden set the target at $6.8 trillion, which, by the way, why isn't that, what jumped it up to $6.8 trillion? We used to spend $1 trillion instead of $2 trillion. We used to spend $1 trillion over our budget every year, over our tax revenue every year. So $1 trillion was added to the debt every year. Why did it change to two? Can anybody answer that question? Well, that was because of COVID. Horrible COVID. So we're going to have to address COVID. Remember, you mean all the COVID stuff. $7 trillion was spent on COVID. $7 trillion. Now, we've already analyzed it on this show, and we found out that only $800 billion of the $7 trillion ever went to COVID at all. So $6.2 trillion vanished into thin air. So if it was all that $7 trillion, which added another $1 trillion of debt per year onto our national debt, why is it that we didn't revert back to pre-COVID spending? We never did. What are we spending it on now? Worthless crap. And by the way, it's not just worthless crap. It's way different than that. It's, again, all of this is going to NGOs and organizations that enrich Democrats every time, 100% of the time. And this CR is funding it. The Democrats want more. That's exactly, they voted to shut it down 11 straight times. Show that Chuck Schumer, as he stands on the streets with devout communists with their signs and their organizations identifying themselves as communists, Chuck Schumer stands right in front of them. So they're saying and living the quiet part out loud. He stands out on the streets with them so that Chuck Schumer can appeal to the left of his party, which, I mean, you're talking about left, it's extreme left. All right, so let's hop off of this. Go to something fun here. Gavin Newsom tweet. Believe it or not, we're actually showing a Gavin Newsom tweet. Donald Trump doesn't want you to see this picture. He's literally destroying the White House. Again, how can, look at 3.8 million views. How in the world, again, do you get up in the morning? I know that Gavin Newsom, I believe he has two daughters, gets up in the morning. So I'm waiting for them to have inverted penises and everything else because that's what they love to do in the Newsom house. But I bet you they don't actually end up sewing penises on their own kids. Anybody want to bet? Okay. But I digress. So he's saying this. So just so everybody knows, none of this is true. This is the East Wing, which is basically like that ugly garage that you added onto your house. Something like that. That's what this is. This is the East Wing. He's literally destroying the White House. This is now the third time the East Wing has been destroyed. Number three. I'll get to it in a minute, but Hussein Obama did Aaron, get this, $378 million renovation to the White House. Can anybody explain to me how the White House is even worth $378 million? Can anybody explain that to me? Somebody explain to me how that works? How you can do any, I'll wait till I get to it. But anyway, so this is, he gets up in the morning, looks his wife in the eye, looks his kids in the eye. They call him dad or daddy. And you're absolutely a repugnant, repulsive human being. You know you're lying. You absolutely know this is rage bait. Here you go. Let's go to the next one, Will. Damon Amani video. I hope this helped. Here's the explanation. Play it for me.
Donald Trump doesn't want you to see this picture. He's literally destroying the White House. Well, if you zoom in on the same picture, you will see the White House in the background not being destroyed. Here's another one. What is that? That's the White House in the background, standing tall and well. Here's a bird eye view, and if you look closely, you will see that the building that's being demolished for renovation is the East Wing, which has undergone renovations and expansions under, wait for it, three presidents before Trump. In fact, the White House, the main structure, including the West Wing and the East Wing, has undergone at least 9 significant renovations or expansions before Trump. Like this one, or this one. Here's another one. This one happened under Truman. Here's another one, here's another one. You can go on and on. Now, I hope this helps, but I bet it doesn't, because as we all know, everything done by Trump is bad and never seen before. In fact, so bad that the left has to lie about it to make it sound bad.
Everything the left does is lie. I mean, it's literally lies and bodies. That's what you'll find, lies and dead bodies. That's what the left produces, and that's it. So Aaron found out this wing was actually built in 1942. I'll read what Aaron sent me. The East Wing was built to conceal the construction of an underground bunker in 1942 and to provide additional office space for a growing government during wartime. We don't need a growing government, even during wartime. Shrink it during wartime. The East Wing was built to conceal the construction of an underground bunker. And you sent it twice. So anyway, and there's been 9 renovations to that East Wing bunker coverer. 9 renovations to it. And you are Gavin Newsom. You are a disgusting, repulsive lizard man. And you're going to get up. And again, you have coffee with your kids and you know you lie for a living. He either knows or should have known this. Let's go to the next one. Let's attack Gavin, shall we? It's fun. Paul A. Cipolla, Gavin Newsom doesn't want you, as Gavin Newsom said, Trump doesn't want you to see this picture. Gavin Newsom doesn't want you to see this graph. Here's where Gavin Newsom took office, right there in the center of the graph. Look how well California was doing as far as homelessness was concerned. Doing pretty well. It was going down when he took office. Look at it now. Great job, Gavin Newsom. But he's worried about the White House being torn down. White House isn't being torn down. It's just another renovation. Go to the next one for me. So let's look at Gavin's stats, shall we? Gavin Newsom, again, let's quote Gavin Newsom. Trump doesn't want you to see this picture. No, actually, Gavin doesn't want you to see this picture. That his state, since he took over, and they started with a it was a $270 billion surplus, and now they're exactly that, or more than that, in debt. I believe they're almost $1 trillion in debt. Number one in homelessness, poverty, addiction, gas prices. Number one in income tax, gas tax, budget deficit. Number one in retail theft, citizen exodus. Number one in COVID mandates, COVID school closures, COVID business closures. Number one in illegal immigration. Number one in funding illegal immigration. Number one in illiteracy. Number one in wage stagnation, frivolous lawsuits, worker restrictions, and anti-business regulations. And has lost two, imagine that being your accomplishment, and then you run for president as if failure is a qualification for president, which it is if you're a Democrat. That's what it means to be a Democrat. 2025, you reward failure, and that's who you're going to prop up for your next candidate for president. So you lose two or more congressional seats, maybe 3 congressional seats since you took over. Imagine that would be an accomplishment. That was before your term limited out. So many people have left your state, even as you add numbers. Because I mean, think about this again. I don't mean to get to the deep, wonky levels of everything, but I cannot help it. They lost all of these people. Remember, it's all based, congressional seats are based on what? The census. The census counts illegals until Trump tried to change. He's trying to do a new census. So that even with them counting illegals, they've lost so many people, they've lost at least 2 congressional seats. even while adding all of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of illegals into their state. I mean, do you imagine the galactic level of incompetence you have to reach that while you're adding fraudulent citizens, you still lose so many real citizens to Florida and Texas that you lose at least two congressional seats? That's this guy. And he's worried about the East Wing being demoed again. Again, it's like a mobile home sitting on your property. It was built in 1942. You know, there's different time frames of architectural excellence. You know, this period, I don't know anything about architecture. Aaron might, I don't know, Will might, if you do, guys, chime it in. But there you have this period and that period and this period and that period. Yeah. Frank Lloyd Wright and whatever else. Can anybody name what great architectural splendor came out of 1942 during World War II? Can anybody name it? You know why you can't? Because there isn't any. That was not a time of a great architectural renaissance. It was nothing. The East Wing's ugly. And it's being torn down again for Trump's ballroom. Good. I want Trump's ballroom. How much you want to bet that Trump's ballroom is the most beautiful aspect of the entire White House inside and out? Have you ever seen what the man builds? And by the way, I've stayed, Aaron and I have stayed, not as a couple, but we have stayed at a hotel, the Trump Hotel. But we shot a couple podcasts at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. And you ever walk in that place? I mean, it's actually old. It's actually off the strip. But it's freaking perfect. Isn't it, Aaron? Yeah. I mean, the place is freaking perfect. I had my board meeting that I'm up to Jonathan Shuttlesworth Ministry Revival today. I'm on his board, so we met 1 year there. And it's beautiful. Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely pristine and perfect. And the greatest Trump gift shop you've ever seen. Seriously, great. But anyway, and their service is great. Everything's perfect. I mean, literally, they got the nicest people. Their food is great. I mean, everything is like cleaned to absolute sterilization. It is perfect. Trump does things right. So I can bet. And you look at all the other buildings that he's built. Absolutely beautiful. Everything's beautiful. Ever been to Doral Golf and Country Club down in Miami? I have. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So anyway.
One of the greatest.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm not going to say it. Other people say it.
Other people will, but Aaron's not going to say it.
It's the greatest.
It's the greatest. There you go. So number one in all these things. Let's go to the next one. Wall Street Apes video. Gavin Newsom now caught in corruption. Play it for me.
A massive investigation has uncovered that California may have committed major fraud against the U.S. government by exploiting this complicated loophole that's allowed them to steal billions in federal taxpayer funds. One of the largest and most convoluted schemes in modern history has been discovered during a review of California's medical financial records. Investigators found that under Gavin Newsom's leadership, the Golden State has essentially been funneling taxpayer money from all across America to prop up California's own finances. The ingenious plan started in 2022 and it revolves around the complex concept of intergovernmental transfers, which in simple terms is when a local hospital or county makes a transfer to the state Medicaid agency for payments of medical services such as ambulance rides. After the transfers are made, the state can then request a matching amount of money from the federal government, but Newsom's California abused this system by raising the price of a simple ambulance ride by nearly 300%, and then once the local hospitals made the transfer to the states and the state received the matching funds from the federal government, they then instead paid a private ambulance service which cost only a fraction of the original price, pocketing the difference. But the thing is, this is all legal and the government must find a way to close this loophole.
Now, I'm not going to deep dive into this because I already talked about it, but that is the great Medi-Cal sham. Right there, all of those charges, they jack what they do, just to keep it brief, I'm just going to use just made up numbers, but you have an ambulance ride, cost you $1,000, right? That's the real cost. They actually charge the federal government $3,000. So the federal government sends them $3,000. They pay off a private ambulance service, the standard $1,000, and pocket the $2,000. And it's legal. Everything, folks. And why is it legal? Because all the politicians keep it legal. Why? Because their wives run the NGO that benefits from the $2,000 that they pocketed. That is all that it's about, Republican and Democrat, by the way, but more Democrat than Republican. Every Democrat. That is exactly what's going on all throughout the country. $37 trillion in debt, and you and I have not received one benefit from that debt. Not one. And nor do any of us want a benefits from that debt. But at least if you're going to be $37 trillion in debt, I mean, and I'm not espousing any of this, But if you're going to be $37 trillion in debt, then you have all of these various countries that are monarchies, that are pseudo-authoritarian, that, you know, I saw somebody in this discussion comparing countries. Like, I can't remember which country it is, but just country A. It was a Middle Eastern country. You start off, they give you $150,000 for your first house. It's free Medicare, free everything, $150,000 for your first house, and then they give you a job. No matter what, you get a job. Okay, I mean, and I don't want any of that communist, socialist, authoritarian crap. I'm just telling you, if you're going to be $37 trillion in house, yeah, and debt, then maybe we all ought to get a house out of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
have something to show
for
it.
Yeah, right. I mean, we can at least say, well, I don't really agree with the government spending, but at least I got a house out of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we get nothing, absolutely nothing. But what we get is Democrats pocketing money off of fraudulent corruption.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening. Well, I need to just stay off the NGO thing.
Yeah.
Because it's 30 minutes. All right, Overton video. Senator Josh Hawley dismantles CNN's narrative. Play for me.
What about just uprooting the, you know, this is an iconic building.
Manu, I will just say this. I made this point yesterday that I hear all of a sudden from my liberal friends that they're very concerned about our history. Really, these are the same people who tore down every statue they could get their hands on in the last 4 years. Christopher Columbus, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt. They didn't have any concern for history then. Now all of a sudden, like, oh, the facade of the East Wing is iconic. Oh, give me a break. I mean, give me a break.
There it is. Of course, they're always so concerned, you know, so concerned about history, but they tore down every statue they could possibly find. We'll just leave it at that. All right, Christian Collins video, a CNN report from 2010. $376 million White House renovation. That's just like the $4 billion renovation to the Fed. I mean, everybody realize that the Fed is just one building? That you can build two Raiders stadiums for that renovation cost? But here was a $376 million White House renovation. Can you explain to me how the real estate is even worth of that? And what could you possibly be renovating? Can you play it for me?
Sounds like you're building another wing to the White House, but we appreciate you keeping your focus.
You can't even imagine, TJ. It's going to happen for the next 2 years. All of the banging, the jackhammering, the dust, the confusion, the noise of all places to do construction is happening right here, the front lawn of the White House.
It's a four-year renovation project. Estimated cost, $376 million.
Now, we all know that $376 million did not go to the White House renovation because the White House isn't worth even that. You could tear it all the way down and build it all the way back up for half of that. Or, I mean, way less than half of that. $376 million went to where? It was designated for White House renovation, but it went into the pockets of NGOs that then paid Democrats. That's everything. And by the way, I want to congratulate everybody. Because Will at the time was a taxpayer. I at the time was a taxpayer. Aaron was a taxpayer. You were a taxpayer. We all paid for some Democrat to be enriched through a fraudulent renovation project. Because there's no way to spend $376 million. I mean, come on, $376 million? Again, you can build a stadium with that, and it's a White House renovation. What are they renovating? Are they just pouring gold into the ground?
Yes.
Our gold.
Yeah.
Actually, just gold, not into the ground, just into the pockets of Democrats.
Right.
All right, so let's tax Democrats. Let's have some fun with this. This is right. Let's right back in Gavin Newsom's wheelhouse again. Another CDL, great. Another great CDL issuance. Another great job by a guy by the name of Jaspreet Singh. Tom, that sounds very familiar. Yeah, he has the exact same name as the guy who killed the family of three in Florida. Same exact name. Eric Doherty video, breaking semi-truck driver. Here's another crash, killing three, at least three. Is it three? Yeah, three dead. Play for me.
Exclusive dash cam video, which is now the subject of several law enforcement investigations. It shows a moment a red semi-truck plowed into a number of vehicles on the westbound 10 freeway in Ontario just after 1 p.m. yesterday. The CHP told the LA Times the driver of this big rig is a 21-year-old man who is now under arrest on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. A total of four semis were involved and also four passenger vehicles, one of them exploding in flames. Three people were killed and four others were taken to local hospitals. This horrific crash happened just east of the 15 freeway and shut down all westbound lanes for more than 12 hours. Thousands of drivers were trapped in the gridlock just as the evening commute was getting underway.
See, a lot of us, of course, we have a normalcy bias. We all have it to some degree. And none of these, and this for the Democrats, maybe you're a Democrat that stumbled upon the show and you're watching it. All of these Democratic Party policies are really great in your own eyes as you bask in the glow of your virtue signaling until they come home to roost on your family. Because who knows whether it's Democrat or Republican that died in this crash. Because three people die a fiery death right now. And when it pans back and you actually look at the interstate as it is right now, that looks like Will fighting in Iraq. All caused by Gavin Newsom issuing a CDL license to a person who has no idea what the signs say, doesn't speak English, and has the exact same name as the man who killed three in Florida, on the turnpike in Florida. Also a CDL issued from Gavin Newsom. It is federal freaking law that you have to pass the sign test. The guy in Florida went 2 for 14 on the sign test. That is not passing. Dude, I mean, what school or what grading system is 2 for 14 ever passing? It's not passing. And you have to speak fluently. You have to fluently speak English. None of these people do. They can't read the signs. They have no idea what a speed limit is. And they're killing people. There's another horrific one in Canada. They're killing people everywhere. Everywhere. And all of it's fun and games, again, basking in the glory of your virtue signaling. We're here for everybody. We believe everybody deserves a chance. This guy deserves a chance when he kills your own family. How about that, Democrats? Look at this. Caused by one man, Gavin Newsom. You were talking about last night, the rape of the 10-year-old as they basked in the glory of their virtue signaling and giving themselves their own awards show, the leftists in the UK. All white people who will never, ever experience the repercussions of their policies and legislations. But here it is. Again, these people shouldn't. And it's weird. He has the exact same name. Remember we showed you, I believe it was out of Illinois, where they had a driver's license issued that said no name on it. The person didn't even have to give them a name. It said no name. And now you have the person with the exact same name killing somebody, same name as the person who killed the family of three in Florida, now kills three on this interstate here. It's not the same person. They just put out generic names. And you're like, why would they do this? To destroy the country so they can usher in totalitarianism. All right, let's go to the next one. Sammy and Nathaniel video. Yeah, let's go and arrest them. Listen to the left. This is all about Democrats now. So here you have the Democrats killing three people on the interstate. There's no other way to frame it. That's the Democrats killing three people on the interstate because that man never should have been driving. Samuel Nathaniel video. Here's Democratic Party rhetoric. Play for me.
I forget where you're standing. This is South Central Los Angeles. They are not the only ones with guns in this city. They're not the only ones, and don't forget that. And I don't say that because we're calling for violence. I'm saying that because the people have every right to defend themselves against masked, unidentified gunmen with AR-15s and other military rifles. The people have every right to defend themselves.
So let's clarify this. It's funny. Aaron, can you go back to that picture and just... kind of wait for him to run it a little bit, kind of wait for him to scoot to the side and you'll see the masked people. Just when you and everyone, whenever you're able to pull that off, just go side by side. But what's so funny about this, let me give you a little law enforcement rhetoric here, is that, that's fine right there. Everybody, okay, every single SWAT raid there has ever been are masked men that you don't know who they are. Would everybody agree on that? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is simply the way that you think they come in there like this. They are masked to some degree, visors and everything else. So name one. I mean, this is what I want this turd sucker to do as he blatantly calls for violence against ICE agents. Name one ICE agent who's made an arrest who wasn't, in fact, an ICE agent. Can anybody name that? Or one time that an ICE agent has deported or actually criminally detained any American citizen. I mean, everybody understands how law enforcement works. If you go onto a scene, if I go onto a scene right now and Will and Aaron are standing around and there is a crime that just occurred, I'm going to detain them until I figure out what has happened. That is simply the way that it is, folks.
Yeah.
That is the system that we have voted in. It is perfectly justified via the Constitution and case law. But anyway, so this guy's claiming that, again, this is just the Democratic Party's superfluous narrative. It has this essence of truth. Are they masked men? Yes, they're masked men with ICE written across their freaking chest. And who are they detaining? People who are unlawfully here. Everything else, I mean, there's not one thing this man says is true. And then he says, they're not the only ones with guns. And by the way, and of course, that is a not even veiled threat. But who are the ones that are actually masking themselves and are actually hiding their identity, concealing their identity? Look in the crowd. This was all ushered in on purpose so that people could wear masks in public. This was ushered in. One of the great leftist totalitarian benefits of ushering in COVID-19 and masking is that all of these criminal people standing on the streets are now perfectly concealed with their masks on. And those are probably illegal aliens right behind him too, with their masks on.
Totally.
So let's look at what else they're doing. Benny Johnson video. So you have him calling for ICE agents to be shot. And by the way, again, a Democrat does it again. But let's look at what else they're doing. Real brief video here, just a couple seconds. Benny Johnson video. Democrats are not only calling for ICE agents to be executed on the streets. Democrats are launching, you'll love this one, Aaron, it's a tech thing, are launching a master ICE tracker. Democrats are. This is Karen Bass standing here that tracks agents and operations nationwide. This isn't Antifa. This is the mayor of freaking LA, and I believe that's a congressman right there standing that's at the podium. Play for me.
I shared this with the mayor. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, the Oversight Committee will be launching on their website a master ICE tracker. We're going to be essentially tracking every single instance that we can verify that the community will be able to send us information on.
Will's so exasperated, he can barely get out the countdown to go back to get off the video. But anyway, Will brought up this point, and it's just a really good point. Isn't that illegal? Yes. Completely and totally illegal. Now, here's the thing, Aaron, and when we someday, when we have our background noises ready, when you load that thing up, we need to have the song from AC/DC, Big Balls.
Yeah.
Because what needs to happen right now, I'm not just talking about the Doge Big Balls guy, who's the person who assaulted him is federally indicted now. We need to have that plan because what needs to happen here is people need to grow a giant set of nuts and arrest these people. This is an easy charge. You talk to Rudy Giuliani or anybody else, this is an easy charge. I mean, this right here is obstruction of federal agents, obstruction of federal law enforcement. This is not hard. This is very easy. And that freaking congressman and Karen Bass need to go to federal prison. Let them spend a couple years in federal prison. Who cares? They did it to Bannon. They did it to Navarro. They tried to do it to Trump. They did it to General Flynn until Sidney Powell came along. They did it to Roger Stone until Trump pardoned them. Send them to freaking federal prison. We don't want to do it because then they'll do it to us. What do you mean they'll do it to us? They've been doing it to us. The only way to get them to stop doing it to us is to do it to them. Yeah. Serum of Ipecac, make them swallow it. All right, Vince Langman video, hilarious. Just a little Don Lemon. Listen to the idiocy here. Play for me.
Here, let's watch this because it's so funny.
Crossing the border illegally is not a crime?
No, it's not a criminal act. Okay. It's a misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor is not a crime?
It's not a criminal act, no. If you get charged with a misdemeanor, that's not a criminal act.
So how can you charge at all then if it's not a criminal act?
Because we have different levels of crime.
So it is crime.
I shouldn't say crime, but it's not a crime. You're not breaking the law. I mean, you are breaking the law, but it's not a criminal act.
The absolute embodiment of the Democratic Party is you lie, you continue to conceal your lies, and you then come to the understanding that you are, in fact, a disingenuous, repulsive, demonic liar, and then lie again on top of the lies. Remember, Don Lemon is a liar who lies and then lies about his lies. I mean, quote, it's not a crime, it's a misdemeanor. Tell that to Navarro and Bannon, who went to prison for 4 months each, the only two misdemeanor convictions in federal prison for the time frames that they were in. Of course, it was a sham trial, sham everything, which I won't get into right now. But Crime? Imagine you're quoting this. And again, Don Lemon, who is every night involved in whisker on whisker crime, as we all know, married again to a white man, the very threat that he considers to be the greatest existential threat to America. That's what he's married to, as a white man, and he commits whisker on whisker crime on a regular basis. This guy gets up in the morning and looks at his husband, and they both look at each other as virtuous people. And you just go up there and your quote is, quote, it's not a crime, it's a misdemeanor. And she goes, misdemeanors aren't crimes? I mean, I would love to have everybody convicted of a misdemeanor to be told now that they're exonerated. Because, in fact, according to Don Lemon, I mean, you're out there and you're making a point that is so stupid, it shouldn't even be able to be said. But yet you do it anyway. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the border. Nick Shirley video, or border-esque. Protest, and guys, we're just going to run this till we stop. I'm not going to run it for the whole time. But Nick Shirley video, protests erupt, this is from yesterday, in NYC, as ICE raids Canal Street, which is a den of iniquity. It's Sodom and Gomorrah, it's prostitution, it's shams, it's all sorts of drug dealers, counterfeiters. It's infamous, it's Canal Street. But anyway, ICE raids break loose in NYC as the feds crack down on drug dealers and counterfeit sellers on the infamous Canal Street. Play for me.
We got this lady hitting cars.
They're fat fucking Nazis. They're abducting people from their homes and their schools and their jobs.
Here in New York City, an ICE raid, or an HSI raid, just took place here in New York City on Canal Street. These streets are typically filled with counterfeit scammers. However, ICE or the HSI just came through here and raided and took some of the people away. And just a few days ago, a popular citizen journalist by the name of Savannah Hernandez came through here, showed what's been happening. I myself have even documented this once, as I was once attacked and my cameraman was punched by one of these illegal migrants that was selling goods illegally. And I just caught a phone call from somebody and said, you need to go run over to Canal in Chinatown to see what is taking place. And this is the aftermath of this ICE raid. A raid just took place here in Canal Street in New York City. They came in, you got HSI, looks like you might have ICE out here. And they have taken somebody. It looks like we got a whole group of protesters that just appeared out of nowhere. Look, we have people hitting cars. We got this lady hitting cars. Here we go. What the? They just raided Canal Street, and now you have a whole mob of people taking over the street. You have federal agents right here, HSI. There's a whole lot of illegal activity that takes place on Canal Street. So now, everyone's pissed off. Now these federal agents are just walking down the street all by themselves. There's no car or anything. What do you think about what's going on here?
Dude, they're getting mobbed. There was just like probably like 50 or 100 people that surrounded the cars and were banging on it. It's getting chaos. The agents are freaking out and pushing people out of the way. They're trying to...
There's no car. There's no cop cars here. There's no federal cars.
There's no cars. They're all on their own. Everyone's going fucking haywire.
Look at him. Look. I can't even believe what I'm seeing right now. The feds are literally all on their own right now. What do you think about what's going on here at Canal Street? New York City, what do you think about this? How do you feel about ICE coming in? Feds coming in? Any response?
I'm down here no more.
Just keep yelling at the feds?
We got some fire.
You think so?
I don't think so. There's some fire.
All right, so there you go. That goes on for another 10 minutes, that video does, and we got some other clips. But anyway, and by the way, one of the things, one of the sideshows of this is why wasn't NYPD there? They should be there supporting ICE agents. But then again, you have it run by Eric Adams, who, you know, is certainly better, I guess, than Zohran Mamdani. But if you're black-pilled like Aaron, really, what's the difference? Which is actually true in that case. But anyway, NYPD is not there. Do you know that would never happen here? Again, I mean, I'm not trying to bring up the fact that I was a cop for 25 years over and over again, but that just, I'm just telling you that would never happen here. There's no way the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office would leave federal agents surrounded by people banging on their cars. That would never, ever freaking happen. And we've already seeing it happen now. This is city number two. I've never, ever in the history of America ever seen federal agents walking down the road with absolutely no backup surrounded by an angry mob. Any of you? And that's in a blue city, of course. All right, Savannah Hernandez video, Canal Street update. The nine quote-unquote street vendors arrested yesterday were illegals who had a criminal history of the following. Counterfeiting, drug, these are illegals. Aaron, give me an illegal.
Illegal.
These are illegal. So not only are they already felonious criminals for entering this country illegally, After they committed that initial crime, they've also committed crimes like counterfeiting, drug trafficking, forgery, possession of drugs, robbery, and assault, per acting ICE director Todd Lyons. Play for me.
The nine that were arrested, their rap sheets are long. Right. Forgery, possession of drugs, drug trafficking, robbery, assault. So these are criminal aliens that were being targeted. Again, we do these based on criminal intelligence, and that's what we had. And, you know, if you look at the video, everything was fine with the officers talking to those individuals and making those arrests until violent protesters showed up.
DHS telling me that the migrants arrested are all from West Africa and say at least one had a final order of removal and prior crimes, including counterfeit. But the protesters didn't want those people to leave the country, yelling at the agents to take off their masks as they blocked ICE in the city streets. DHS says a group of protesters with criminal histories were also arrested.
ICE out now! ICE out now! Listen, and Trump has already taken ICE off the chain. They need to be able to react to this stuff. Okay, their lives are in danger right there. How easy would it be for someone to walk up to them and put a cap in the back of their head?
Yeah.
Okay, and like Will brought this up, and I love when he talks about war stuff because he didn't talk about it very often, but he's like, that happened to us in Iraq, but the people knew that we could kill them. And they were allowed off that chain, except if Obama was in charge, Will would spend the rest of his life in Leavenworth. But other than that, under some ridiculous rules of engagement violation. But anyway, because you know Will's a Republican, so he have to go to prison the rest of his life. But anyway, Trump needs to get it. I mean, he already has, and great job to him on this. But he needs to go ahead and reiterate that that these ICE agents need to be able to use a greater level of force than what they are right now. They need right there. Maybe I don't know. Just break out the tear gas. Listen, balls need to be grown here.
Yep.
You know, the people that created and are running the, where's my sheet? The master ICE tracker need to go to federal prison. All these people on the street, federal prison. And they're going to need to surround and threaten and obstruct ICE officers. They need to go to prison. Period. That's the way that it has to be. And you need to have the balls to do it. All right, moving on. Nick Shirley again. ICE just raided Canal Street and NYC. Here's a video of some of the migrants who illegally sell on Canal Street. Play for me.
How much?
Yo, what's up? We don't do no fucking camera. Fuck the fucking camera.
Hey.
Get the fucking pushing.
Hey.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Hey. Back off.
I said, fuck you with your camera. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Right, who the fuck you work for, bitch ass? Who the fuck you work for? Bitch, who you work for?
Hey, back up.
You won't get fucked up. I'm telling you,
wait, back up.
Get the fuck out of here. That's what y'all do, snitch ass motherfucker. Look at yourself in there.
Hey.
Take that shit somewhere else.
Hey.
Come on, man. Why
are you mad at me?
Keep it pushing.
Why are you mad at me?
Take it over there somewhere else.
I am.
Yeah, you work for the and who you work for?
By myself.
All right, get out of here.
Look, I just bought some Rolex.
That's right.
I just bought a Rolex.
What's the Rolex?
It's a fake one. It's a fake one.
It's a fake one. Go to the fucking store and get the real one. Get the fuck out of here with your cameras. Snitch ass motherfuckers. But what the fuck is y'all here for? This is how the fuck we eat. That's how the fuck we eat. So get the fuck out of here.
I'm leaving.
So get the fuck out of here.
Where you come from?
You get the fuck out of here. I come from your mother, bitch.
Really?
You, bitch.
No, you didn't.
Fuck out of here.
Why are you mad at us? We can be here on the street. This is public street.
We
have the First Amendment.
This is our block, you bitch ass nigga.
You.
Get the fuck
this is your block?
Yeah, motherfucker. Somebody spend this motherfucker and take the camera away.
I can be here. I don't have anything to be worried about because I'm not doing anything illegally. You see what happens? People come in from other countries illegally. They get mad at you on the streets of the United States. Then they shouldn't be doing stuff illegally. Hey.
I will smash this bitch.
Hey.
And you go fucking lost it.
Hey. Hey. All right, we're out. See what happens? That's the problem. If you just can't let this go on, people need to start standing on business. These people are selling illegally on the streets of New York City. Cameraman just got punched in the face, took one for the team. He just took one cold right there.
You just can't allow this to happen in the biggest city in the United States.
All right, so there you go. And Aaron brought up a really good point on this. Matter of fact, Aaron, if you got your little dissertation, you can throw it on. Don't you love?
Yeah. Don't you just love that somebody like that can come to your country illegally? They can sell illegal products.
Switch into Trump's voice whenever you
they can sell illegal products. They'll get welfare. Not welfare. Farewell. Snap. And then they'll kick you off of your street.
And rape your women.
Rape your women. And if you don't listen or obey, they'll kill you.
And you and Democrats, this is what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Usher them in.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's truly amazing. As if it's you're not ushering in your own freaking demise. And you don't see it. And by the way, if you happen to be a Democrat and you stumbled upon the show, it's the bourgeois leftists. You might be a traditional liberal, but it's the bourgeois leftists that are ushering in your own demise. And you believe that it's a virtue to continue to enrich the people who are ushering in your own demise. So let's look at now one day. After all of this, this is now today. Nick Shirley again. Great, great follow on Twitter. One day later, with Trump's policies in place, remember what it looked like, what Canal Street looked like before. And yesterday, just yesterday, and we already showed the difference in Portland. One day later, what does Canal Street look like? Play it for me.
I'm here on Canal Street, and there are no signs of any street vendors after yesterday's raid. This street's completely clear. This street as well. The main spot is completely cleared as well. No signs of counterfeit scammers or drug dealers on the streets of New York City here on Canal Street today.
Amazing how enforcement actually works. Instead, you'll have Democrats in charge who never enforce any crime and say, yes, we have a horrible crime problem and we don't know why. But if you actually enforce the law, crime goes down. That's actually how it works. And the more guns the citizens have, crime goes down. And the more gun crime goes down because then the people with guns know that everybody has a gun. So they're not as apt to brandish a firearm. That's how it actually works. Pretty logical, isn't it,
yeah,
boys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, Wall Street Apes video breaking the Trump administration is ending. Imagine even having to do this. They're having to actually legislate the ending of immigration judges being allowed just to release illegals back into the United States. Play for me.
Cheryl, it was a quiet decision released last month that could impact millions of people in the country. A change to how immigration laws are enforced could mean anyone arrested will remain detained until they are deported. But some attorneys are now pushing back.
This week, the federal government said in court that since July, more than 1,800 people have been arrested in the Chicago area. But having their day in court is not a guarantee. The immigration court is convoluted. It does not fall under the judicial branch. It falls under the executive branch. Separate from criminal court, a person's rights are much more limited. ABC 7 Chief Legal Analyst Gil Sofer.
The proceedings in an immigration court, they're not criminal, they're civil. The question isn't whether someone has committed a crime. The question is whether they can be deported. And the rights are different.
Now a new immigration court directive could keep people detained much longer before they're deported. In September, the Board of Immigration Appeals, the top administrative body which interprets and applies immigration laws, released a new decision. For the first time in American history, the court ruled immigration judges can no longer grant bond for undocumented immigrants who entered the U.S. without authorization, all but guaranteeing mandatory detention for those detained.
It is a monumental decision. It's a change in approach for sure.
DHS calling the ruling, quote, a big win for our ICE attorneys, securing our ability to detain illegal aliens until they are deported. But immigration advocates and attorneys say it's a total sea change.
It overturned decades of case law, of regulations and laws.
Judge Payton is a former assistant chief immigration judge who was fired by the Trump administration this past July. She says without cause. Now she's in private practice and says undocumented people seeking a bond hearing have to hire an attorney like her to file petitions in federal court outside of immigration court to try to get relief.
Demanding that the federal courts review the decision of the immigration court and tell them that they're wrong and they should hold a bond hearing.
It's all very like dehumanizing.
Tonight at 10 p.m., the I-Team looks at one family challenging this new court directive, all to release their father.
The moment they put him in a van, we didn't know where he was going.
Now, the ACLU has sued the Trump.
Well, you know what? He's illegal. It doesn't matter where he's going. He's being deported. He's illegal. And as we've been saying on this show for forever, you don't get a day in court. The Constitution does not apply to you. Are we going to go and enforce the Constitution in France? You know why we don't do that? Because it doesn't apply to them, because they are not under the jurisdiction they're in. You stupid idiots. We don't know where our father went. Tough crap. He's illegal. And by the way, you should be illegal too, because you're just part of chain migration. No interest in you staying either. You don't get a day in court. And you know, birthright citizenship is a contradiction to the Constitution. Certainly isn't part of it. So both of those little chicky pies, they can go be where their father's at and be deported too.
Bye-bye.
That's right. Get out. Get out, you bunch of little piglets on the teat of America. Get out. You don't get a day in court. You don't have constitutional rights. Imagine how stupid you have to be to think that you have constitutional rights. You have that ridiculous, left-tard, moronic judge who's actually suing to keep rapists in the country. Or trying, not necessarily suing, but working to get that done, or working to get a lawsuit done. And by the way, again, all of this is under the executive branch, not the judicial branch, so Trump can do whatever he wants. Life is really simple. It really is. Just get them all out. Don't even talk about it. Don't even tell people. Give them any process.
Yep.
Load them up, bring them to whatever border they crossed, and have them recross it the other way.
Yep.
Right into the Mexican desert. Bye-bye. That's it. Maybe they can call ahead and hire the cartel again to usher them back to their country. Go,
yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah, exactly, because if they made it across the first time, they can make it across the next
time.
That's fine. Goodbye.
Absolutely. We're here to help.
Here's a bottle of water. We'll be nice. We'll give you one bottle of water.
All right, so let's shift now. Let's go to Democrats on SNAP. SNAP ends on November 1st.
Yes.
So, and I'm happy. I'm rejoicing. And by the way, let it end and keep firing federal employees. They don't do anything. They don't show up for work. There are jobs. They are showing up for jobs, as we've already illustrated on this show more than once. They're showing up for jobs that no longer apply to anything in modern history. They're showing up for jobs that don't exist anymore. General Flynn said he would wander around the Pentagon, walk into rooms, and there's people sitting there doing jobs that don't exist. What I mean by that is they're allegedly on a project that ended in 1996. And it's 2017. What exactly are you doing? That project no longer exists. They just show up every day and do this. Put this paper over here and put this paper back over here. Get on their iPad for a couple hours, go to the gym, come back. That's it. And you and I are paying them $150,000 a year to do so. And there's thousands of them because there's 4 million federal employees. 4 million. 4 million. Boy, you think, again, we'd be serviced all the time. We'd be getting massages every day. Somebody gets up, I'm a federal employee here to give you your massage. No, we get absolutely nothing except for Democratic enrichment. All right, so Gunther Eagleman video. We're going to run these all in a row here. Gunther Eagleman, Squirrel Mama, and 9mm. All in a row. Government, I love this term. I think Aaron sent this one in. Government dependipotamus. That's a specific, you can show the picture. This is government dependipotamus right here. Are threatening to unalive anyone who stops them from stealing if EBT gets out. Squirrel Mama, taking away your mooching off of the government. 9mm, keep the government shut down. Play it for me.
And a PSA to them retail workers during this hard time of what the fuck is going on in the world. I really don't advise y'all to try to chase after anybody that's trying to collect them some food for their family as they're walking out that door with that cart, because you might fuck around and don't make it home. What's going on in this world, I really think it's y'all best bet to let them people walk about that store with that shit and you mind your business. Because I promise you, when y'all get in my face, I'm going to flu flock y'all ass. I swear for Jesus.
Me and my kids have been 5 days without food. 5 days ago, my food stamps were taken from me, stolen from me, with no warning, no warning. Today, I get this food stamp letter from the fucking food stamp office telling me not only am I losing my food stamps, I'm losing my $2,100 in cash benefits that I get every single month to pay my bills. I'm losing my Section 8. My food stamps have now decreased from $4,300 to $19 a month for 6 kids. How the hell am I supposed to feed 6 kids at $19 a freaking month? On top of having to come up with rent, because now I don't have Section 8. Cash benefits. No cash benefits. My $300 utility check that I get every single month, I will no longer be getting. We're going to be left out on the fucking streets. They take all of my food stamps. I don't even have a fucking dollar to my name, and I have six kids to feed. Please tell me, how is this making America great again? Can somebody make that? So fucking pissed.
I'm trying to make sure I heard this right. Trump said all the groceries is free now. That's what I heard. Well, you take from us, we take from you. Thank you. We're going to be running out the motherfucking store.
Just answering the white girl's question there. Oh, it's making America great again. Don't worry me, because she's getting over $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
And here's my, I like to give really poignant, specific advice from the pulpit, which I'll do here from the podium. Keep your legs closed. Do us all a favor for the rest of your life. Keep your legs closed or sterilize yourself. Six kids and no dad. And how many dads with those six kids? And $100,000 a year, she doesn't work and she will never work. And she's so mad that all of her money's being taken away. That's exactly what needs to happen to that woman. Exactly what it needs to happen. She can go get a freaking job. She can go get a job making half of what she's getting from the government and she'll get by.
Yep.
She can easily, and you can go get two jobs and make $60,000, $70,000 a year easily. What's minimum wage now? $20 an hour? She can easily go work and make all of that money back. And by the way, sadly, Will, Aaron, me, you, and everybody else will have to pay for her daycare while she's going to get a job, which that also needs to be rescinded.
Yeah.
Take it all away. So you think the Democrats, they're very concerned about all these people that SNAP, not getting SNAP benefits, right? I mean, that's their constituency. All three of those people were Democrats in the videos we just showed. So the Democrats, I'm sure, are really trying very hard to get these SNAP benefits reinitiated. Would everybody agree? Well, let's look. Tim Sheehy video. Update from 2 a.m. Democrats spent the night, get this, boys, reading poetry on the Senate floor.
Oh.
Capitol Police, who are not being paid, are being forced to listen to the nonsense while not getting paid. Play it for me.
So at 2 a.m. here, leaving the Capitol, we're listening to floor speeches from Democrats who have closed the government, and they're forcing Capitol Hill staff to sit in here all night and listen to them read poetry while they're not getting paid. So not only are they now closing the government, but now they're forcing our Capitol Hill workers, our police who keep us safe, all of the pages on the floor, to stay up all night listening to them read poetry because they think it's funny, because they want to make a statement. So not only are they not paying the government, now as the government closed, they are forcing all these good people in this building to stay up all night and listen to them read poetry. That's how ridiculous this shutdown has become. That's how ridiculous the stupid Schumer shutdown is. This is ridiculous. Let's get back to work. Open the government.
Let's use another R word that we use all the time. No, it is ridiculous, but it's repulsive. That these people, again, it's another let them eat cake sort of statement via your actions, where you're not paying these people. You're suing Donald Trump so that they don't get paid, the Capitol Hill Police. And then you make them stand there all night long while you read poetry. Talk about being a bourgeois, Cadillac, limousine, liberal, leftist. Unfreaking believable. And I want to close with what Aaron brought up here. Make them donate. I want to just see it. I want to see their virtue with their checkbook. I don't even know checkbooks don't really exist anymore. What would it be called? A deduction or whatever? Whatever you can get done, digital deduction out of your account. I want to see your giving. If you really care that much, I want to see you give to it. I haven't seen one Democrat, nor Republican actually, say, you know what? While nobody else is getting a check, we won't get a check. Does that ever happen? No.
No.
No, while the military is not getting paid, Capitol Police Department is not getting paid, numerous other essential federal employees like ICE are not getting paid, I myself am going to stand in the gap and not get paid. But no, not one of them does that. They make them stand around all night long while they read poetry and sue the Trump administration to keep them from being paid. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. All right, that's it. I got to get up at the butt crack of dawn in the morning, so I'm going to close it out early. All right, Rumble Rants tonight. Nude Monk, $60. Thank you so much. G.L. Burke-Erst Jr., $50. Thank you so much. Supergirl, $20. Thank you so much. Jules, 21 hours, $10. Thank you so much. Richard Perry, $10. Thank you so much. Nate Dad 1, $10. Thank you so much. DC941, $10. Thank you so much. Hefner, $10. Thank you guys so much. Will gets paid tonight. That's a huge rant tonight. Appreciate you guys. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome as always. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. God bless you.